When people think of jazz music, the streets of New Orleans and Mardi Gras may come to mind. Just to the east, the city of Mobile claims to be the original home of Mardi Gras. And if you ask Carmen Brown, Mobile's jazz scene is strong, though somewhat overlooked.
They know about Louis Armstrong. New Orleans, Louis Armstrong, Al Hurt. Well, Mobile gave the world James Reese Europe and Donald Ashwander and Jabbo Starks.
It's not the city for jazz that it used to be.
Native son and drummer Jabbo Starks has played for more than 50 years alongside the likes of James Brown, B.B. King, and Fred Wesley. Here he is playing on Bobby Blue Bland's R&B hit, I Pity the Fool.
I pity the fool.
Starks admits those may have been the good old days.
It used to be good music, and jazz played almost every night here. At one time, everybody was playing, man. Even when people would come to town, first thing they would do is look for a couple of places that had jazz, and we had jazz musicians playing.
Growing the jazz appreciation scene in Alabama can be hard, especially in today's pop music environment. So along with a few heavy-duty jazz supporters, Carmen Brown helped found the Mystic Order of the Jazz Obsessed, or Mojo. It's a jazz appreciation society, and Brown has assumed the title of Mojo Muse.
When we first started out, if there were 80 people who belonged to Mojo, we were lucky. We have doubled that figure over the past few years. One of my personal goals as the Muse is to cultivate and grow our audience, meaning we've got to reach younger people.
Mojo started out supporting jazz performances around town and eventually decided to hold monthly events called Jazz Jambalayas. The unassuming Gulf City Lodge houses Mojo's monthly get-togethers. Inside, jazz music blares this Monday evening as guest Jabbo Starks plays for the crowd. It's Mojo's birthday celebration, which for co-founder Kevin Lee serves as a reminder of the society's first event.
We decided if we were going to have any kind of impact, it was going to have to be with making club owners realize that there was some commercial benefit to having jazz programming in venues around town. So we decided to come up here and support it. And we came up here that Sunday, which was 6 days after the events of September 11th.
Lee says there was a particularly poignant time in the evening where, after a moment of silence for the victims of 9/11, a bit of jazz managed to galvanize the American spirit in the room.
The saxophone player stepped up and started playing this version of America the Beautiful just by himself on the saxophone. Very sonorous. It was just really touching. And then when he finished and came through and started again on the second time around, spontaneously, with no prompting from anybody, everybody in the room just started singing.
Out of that memorable start and some inspiration from Pensacola's Jazz Society gumbo events, Mobile's Jazz Jambalaya served as a way to spread the good word about Mobile's jazz scene. Kevin Lee.
Yeah, jambalaya is a little spicier than gumbo is. So maybe, I've noticed our gatherings have a tendency to be a little more lively than the ones in Pensacola, so maybe it is the jambalaya.
To make. First of all, we have some very special guests visiting us tonight from Amsterdam. So, would our guests from Amsterdam please stand up so everybody can see you?
Now, over 12 years strong, people come from all over to get some good music and a little taste of Mobile.
Thank you all for coming out. Everybody, one more song for you. And thank you all so very much. We love you.
Mojo is 12 years old, and its membership has grown over the years. But organizers worry if younger generations don't pick up the torch, Mobile's rich jazz history may play its final note. At the Gulf City Lodge in Mobile, Alabama, I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.